What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Back when I was in college for my junior year, I was getting an apartment. I needed a roommate but did not know who to live with. All my friends already had living situations figured out. I was unable to live with any of them, which disappointed me. But a big part of it was that I could not afford it. I found an apartment in a good location sort of late. I contacted a few friends that I would want to live with, but none of them were able to live with me. They already had plans of where they were going to live. So I posted a Snapchat story telling how I needed a roommate. The college I went to was very large, and over my 2 years there to that point, I had made many friends. I probably had 100 to 200 people from college on my Snapchat as friends, so I was hoping that something would work out.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
One girl responded to it, though. Her name was Claire, and I barely knew her. She was not in any of my groups of friends at all. I had one class with her during my freshman year and did a group project that she was in. That's how I got her Snapchat. I literally hadn't seen her or talked to her since the project. But she said that she too needed a place to live and said that she would be willing to get an apartment with me. I had no other people offering, so I ended up saying yes and we agreed to become roommates. The apartment we moved into was just off campus and it was pretty nice. It had two bedrooms, so we each had our own room. Things started out normal. We were not best friends, but we were friendly with each other and I liked living there. Our bedrooms were next to each other down the hallway and off the living room and kitchen. Every night when I would go to bed, I would close my bedroom door. I remember that one morning I woke up and the door was wide open. This was strange because I was sure that I had closed it the previous night. However, I didn't know 100% for sure, so I didn't say anything about it. But probably a couple of nights later, it was wide open again. I knew for a fact that time that I had closed it before, so I was really confused. To me, the only explanation was that Claire had opened the door, because she was the only person living there. Still, I didn't say anything to her. The next night, I decided to lock my bedroom door when I went to sleep. Our doors did have locks on them, but I hadn't felt the need to lock the door because I didn't think Claire would be opening it or anything. After locking the door, the crazy thing is that night I woke up to the sound of the doorknob rattling. Somebody was trying to get in, I figured Claire. I groggily woke up more and the rattling stopped. I thought about calling out and asking who was there, but I did not and the noises stopped. So then I just went back to sleep. In the morning when I got up, I brought it up to Claire. She acted surprised about it and asked if someone had broken in or something. I said that I didn't think so because nothing was stolen and the door was still locked. Plus, all the windows were fine. I asked Claire if it was her, and she said no. I also asked if she ever sleepwalked, thinking that it would be a logical explanation, but she said no, she never did. This was really suspicious to me, but I just said whatever and then moved on. Claire didn't seem too concerned about it, which was concerning to me. I couldn't think of why she would do these things, though. It was my thought that maybe she was sleepwalking and just didn't know it. A couple of nights later, I once again woke up to the sound of someone trying to open my bedroom door. Now, as soon as I heard it, I was wide awake this time and not sleepy like before. My floor was carpet, and I instantly got up and quietly went over to the door. I couldn't hardly see anything because all the lights in the entire apartment were off, but my TV was on the home screen, which provided a tiny bit of light. I quickly walked over to the door and opened it. When I did, it was even darker out there, so I barely saw anything. But I did see someone quickly turning away and running off. This person did resemble Claire, but they were wearing all black, including a ski mask. Plus, it was so dark that I couldn't say 100% that it was her. But I didn't have any time to say anything at all. She ran away and then opened the front door to the apartment and left entirely. I was so confused and also creeped out. I went over to the door and opened it and looked out, but I saw nothing as whoever was there had already ran far away. Then I went over to Claire's room and knocked on the door. It was closed and I tried to open it, but the door was locked. I banged on it and got no answer, so I called the police. Either my roommate was playing the worst prank ever on me or somebody had broken into our apartment. The cops got there a while later and looked around both inside and outside the apartment. They knocked on Claire's door a bunch, but she never answered, and I assumed she was gone. They said they were not going to break the door down or force her to answer if she was there, because apparently they had no authority to do that in that particular situation or something. So the cops left, and I also texted and called Claire a bunch, as it appeared as though her phone was turned off. I stayed up for the rest of the night as I could not sleep. Claire never showed up, either from her bedroom or elsewhere. Eventually, I had to go to class. I got a text after my first class of the day. It was from Claire, and she said she was sorry she didn't respond right away, but she had to go in early to her work-study job. I wasn't buying that, but I didn't accuse her. Instead, I told my parents about what happened. They helped me out, and I was able to get out of the lease on the apartment and find another place to live alone. I haven't spoken to Claire since I moved out. I know that it was her doing those things, but I can't prove it. And I don't know why she would do that. This happened a couple of years ago. I used to live in an apartment that was decently nice, and I rented it with my roommate who I will call JT. Well, unfortunately, JT got a better job that required him to move away. JT and I were not good friends, but we were cool with each other. When he moved, I understood why, obviously, but I also could not afford the place on my own, so we had to get out of the lease. JT did pay the cancellation fee, but I had a short notice of like 1 month to find a new place to live, so I ended up going online and pretty much finding a random roommate. I didn't want to do it, but I had to. With my job and the city that I was living in at the time, it was either get a roommate or live in a complete dump. And I lived in a really crappy place in the past and did not want to do it again. So I was able to find a roommate. It seemed a little sketchy to find a random person online to live with, but I figured it should be fine. The roommate I found was a guy named Leonard. For the most part, he seemed normal. He didn't really seem like a guy that I would be good friends with, but that didn't matter. All I cared about was that he paid rent, was not a jerk, and did not wreck the place. The place that we found to live was a townhome, and it was older, but not too bad. The space that Leonard and I had was a living room, kitchen, bathroom, and two bedrooms, one for each of us. After moving in, things seemed to otherwise go pretty well. I would be at work a lot, and so would Leonard. Most of the time, we would hang out in our rooms. But I noticed that Leonard would be gone quite a bit, and he would be gone at all hours of the day and night. I didn't really ask him about it and didn't really care that much, but it did seem a little bit odd. For example, I would sometimes hear him leaving at 11 p.m. or midnight, sometimes later, and he would be gone for a long time, but he would normally be back the following morning. Other times he would leave and I wouldn't see him for days. He never left an explanation though, which was weird because we did talk on a fairly regular basis, and when he went to visit family out of town once, he did tell me about that. Also, his job was not one where he would work crazy hours. They were pretty normal. One time was really weird, though. I was at home one night, and Leonard got back after me. I happened to be in the kitchen when he arrived home, and we said hi to each other. Then he went into his room and shut the door. I went back to my room, but only like 20 minutes later, I remembered that I wanted to ask Leonard a question about the Wi-Fi. So I walked over to his room and knocked on the door, but there was no answer. This was strange because he had just gone into his room and I hadn't heard him leave. I knocked again. I guess he could have been sleeping or something, but for some reason I just opened the door. When I did, he was not in the room. It was completely empty. I closed the door and then wondered where he had gone. He was not in the bathroom or any other room. I just went back to my room feeling like I had gone crazy. Then, like 10 minutes after that, there was a knock on my bedroom door.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10.
play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I answered it to see Leonard there, and he said that he had heard me knocking on his door earlier, but he had fallen asleep. I played it off and said that was fine, and I didn't mean to wake him up. And then I asked him about the Wi-Fi like I wanted to before. After that, he went back to his room. But I knew that he had not been sleeping, because I had looked in his room and he wasn't there. Where had he come from? I was very confused by the whole thing. Things seemed kind of strange for the next couple of weeks. Leonard was gone all the time at odd hours and stuff. I just tried to ignore it. One time, though, he was gone for like 2 days in a row. One of those days, I got curious. His door was closed, but I opened it. When I saw it in his room, it looked pretty normal. I walked inside and looked around. I think I was just curious and I guess a bit nosy. I noticed something. At the closet in the corner of his room was sort of a ladder. I walked over to it and saw that there was a trap door in the ceiling. I hadn't even noticed it, but I guess it led to the attic. I didn't have access to that in my room. By this point, I was just curious as to what was in the attic, not even trying to pry into Leonard's stuff. So I walked up the steps and opened the attic door. When I looked up there, it was completely dark. I took out my phone and used a flashlight. There wasn't much space up there, but there were a ton of duffel bags. In the corner, I saw a huge stack of cash as well. I left the attic quickly and went back down and then ran back to my room. I didn't see or hear from Leonard for several more days after that. Then there was a knock on the door one night, and it was the cops. It turns out Leonard was a drug dealer. He got caught and the cops came in and took all his stuff. I ended up moving out of that place shortly after. That was definitely a crazy situation. When I was younger, I had a few roommates. All of my college years, except for one, I had roommates, and then the first few years out of college as well. At one point, I lived in a house with another woman who was around my age. Her name was Allison, and I actually worked with her, and that's how we met. We were coworkers and sort of became friends. However, she ended up changing jobs. Now, the two of us were never that close, and never best friends or anything. I always thought that she seemed a little odd, and I'm not just saying that. We remained in touch a little on social media and text, and she lived in the same city as me. So when I needed a new place, she happened to be looking as well, and we decided to get a place together. Allison told me that there was a place that she was interested in, and she would send me all the details. When she did, I got the information, and I thought that it was a good situation. The place was pretty expensive, and it looked okay, but I could afford it, so I agreed. It was a house, and it was small, but it had two floors and a basement, and the neighborhood was decent. We each had a bedroom upstairs, and the rent was $1,200 a month each. I had not lived in the area long at all, so I didn't know much about the other prices because I hadn't looked yet. So we moved in, and we each had a bedroom upstairs. Allison really organized everything, and she even met with the landlord when I was at work to get the keys and stuff. I got the Wi-Fi, and she would pay me for it, but then she would pay for the rent, and I would pay her for it. Living there, things went pretty well. Alice and I got along good, and we both took care of the house and were gone a lot for our jobs. I remember that after living there for like 6 months, our landlord came over for an inspection. I'm not sure why, but he had to come into the place to look around and stuff. When he came over, Allison was gone, but I was home. The landlord entered the house and said hi and asked how living there was going and stuff. I told him that it was going well and we chit-chatted for a bit. Then he started looking around and asking if things were working well, like the sinks and heat and AC. All that kind of stuff. Everything was good. Then when he got upstairs to our rooms, he noticed how Allison's room was kind of a lot larger than mine. I had known that her room was bigger, but I had never been in Allison's room, as she would always have the door closed when she was in there, as well as when she was away, and I never thought to go in or anything. When the landlord brought up how her room was a lot larger, he asked if I paid less in rent.
Happy birthday, America! It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I said, no, we both pay $1,200. He then corrected me and said, you mean $600. I was confused until he told me that the total rent for the house was $1,200 a month. It was then that I realized that Allison was scamming me. I told him how she said it was $1,200 each, and that's what I had been paying her. He said that we needed to figure it out and she might be trying to steal from me, because the rent was a total of $1,200, not $1,200 each. It was supposed to be $600 each. So I was essentially paying the total rent and she was living there for free. Plus, she had the larger bedroom. I was so mad. The landlord soon left. When Allison got back that day, I told her about it. At first, she claimed that the landlord must have been confused or mistaken. But when I pressed her with more details, she just ran away to her bedroom and locked the door behind her. I was furious, but decided I would handle it the next day, as she clearly wasn't coming out of the room. The following morning, when I got up, Allison was gone, and all her stuff was gone too. She had moved out in the middle of the night. After that, I lived there on my own. I contacted the landlord and reported it. He said Allison informed him that she was moving out, and she tried to say that it was because I was refusing to pay the rent. However, he knew what really happened. He ended up being nice to me and giving me a discount for the final few months I lived there by myself, and he charged a fee to Allison for breaking the lease, I think. Either way, I never saw her again. I suppose I could have sued her or something, but I never thought to do that. I blocked her on everything, and I still can't believe how she scammed me. This happened years ago when I was younger. So I was looking for a new place to live and did not have a ton of money. I knew that I needed a roommate in order to get a decent place. However, I was moving to a new city for work and did not know anybody. The plan was to have a roommate for maybe a year until I could afford a place on my own. Not knowing how else to get a roommate, I turned to the internet and Craigslist. I posted an ad with the town I was looking to live in, saying that I was looking for a roommate. I made it clear in the ad that I was a female and I wanted to live with another female and preferably around my age. So the first person to respond to my ad was this guy. He said that he wanted to be my roommate and get a place with me. When he told me his name, it was Michael, which I asked to confirm that he was a man, and he said yes. I told him I was only looking to live with another woman, so I would not be interested. But he continued to text me. He tried to say that it wasn't a big deal and he wouldn't bother me and stuff. I told him no again and then started to ignore him. However, this guy continued to text me. He was asking why I was ignoring him and saying that he really needed a place to live and stuff like that. I could not believe how much he was texting. It was like 3 times a day for the next few days. I was still just ignoring him and thinking that eventually he would give it up. Within a week, I was able to find an actual roommate, another woman around my age. We ended up meeting and getting the apartment that I mentioned in the ad where I was looking to live. Meanwhile, Michael was still texting me, so I blocked his number. I thought that was the end of it, and I didn't hear anything for a while. But one day, literally like a week after moving in, I was at home at the apartment by myself. It was sometime in the afternoon, and my roommate was still gone at work. There was a knock at the door, and I went over and looked out of the peephole. Some guy was standing there who I didn't know. I thought it was a neighbor or something, and I opened the door and answered it. When I did, the guy said that he was Michael, and he asked if I still needed a roommate. I said no, and then quickly slammed the door shut and locked it. Michael tried opening the door, and he kept knocking on it. He kept asking me to open the door. I just ignored it. I didn't say anything. Eventually, he left after probably like 20 minutes. After that, I told myself that if he ever showed up again, I was calling the cops. But thankfully, he never did. I never saw him or heard from him. I'm not quite sure how he found me, though. My best guess is that he found me on social media, as he knew my first name, the city I lived in, as well as the apartment I wanted to get. But really, I don't know. It was very weird. When I was in college as a freshman, I lived in the dorms and I got assigned a random roommate by the university. The dorm rooms were pretty small, but standard for most places. There was just a bed, desk, and a shelf on each side of the room. So we each had our own side. My roommate was a guy named Sam, and when we first met, I thought that he was cool. He seemed nice for the most part, and we talked a bit. I thought that things were going to work out good and we would become friends. For the first couple of weeks, things were going well. Sam and I would sometimes hang out, and we would talk quite a bit. Eventually, strange things started happening around the dorms. One time, I was in the bathroom taking a shower. Our dorm had a bathroom in the hallway that basically had like 8 doors in it, each leading to a small private bathroom. In the middle, outside all those doors, was just an open area with some sinks. Normally, there would always be a few doors open. I don't think I ever saw all the doors closed. So, as I was taking a shower on this day, out of nowhere, someone started trying to open the door to the one that I was in over and over. I was confused because I was sure that there were other bathrooms available. I yelled saying that I was in there, but they kept trying to open the door. Then it stopped and they went away. Maybe a few days after that, I was in my dorm room doing homework. It was sometime in the afternoon and Sam was gone, so I was by myself. Out of nowhere, someone started banging super loud on the door. It was like they were banging on it as hard as they could. I got up to see who was there, but they ran away and were gone by the time I looked out. So I couldn't tell who had done it. The same thing happened again the next day. I was in the room, and there were some loud bangs on the door, and when I got up to look, they were gone. Then I remembered that I went down to the study room in the dorm building to do some work late at night. I didn't want to bother Sam because it was like midnight and I still had work to do, so I was by myself in the study room that we had. I remember that as I was in there, suddenly all the lights shut off and it was completely dark. I looked around but could not see anything at all. I thought that maybe the power had gone out, but I didn't know why, because it wasn't storming or anything. After making my way over to the light switch, I turned it back on and realized that the power was not out. Somebody had turned off the lights on me. The door to the room was open and my back was facing it, so it would be easy for somebody to do so without me noticing. Someone was messing with me, it seemed, and it was really creeping me out. I went back to the room and went to bed at that point. The next day, I told Sam all the crazy things that were happening, and he was like, "Wow, that's crazy." The odd occurrences didn't stop, though. There were more random knocks on the door, both in the dorm room when I was alone and when I was in the bathroom. One time, I came back to the dorm to see that somebody put a bunch of peanut butter on the doorknob, completely covering it. It was gross. I was seriously considering moving dorms. But the final straw was when we got black mold in our dorm room. I had a mini fridge in the dorm that I brought, and it was actually under my bed because my bed was sort of high above the ground. There was a blanket that I wasn't using, and I was unaware that it somehow got on top of the fridge and was draped along the back of the fridge as well. With the condensation and how close the fridge backed up to the wall, the blanket created a bunch of mold that was on the wall and the blanket as well. It was disgusting. So when that happened, I reported it and Sam and I had to move. Except I requested to move to a different dorm because of all the strange things. Thankfully, my request was granted. I moved away from Sam and got a new roommate. Well, not long after this happened, I heard from a mutual friend at school something interesting. He said that Sam told him he was the one messing with me, and he did all that because he wanted me to move out. Sam was laughing about it as if he was proud. He had knocked on the door all those times, and he had turned off the lights on me, and it was even he who deliberately put the blanket on the fridge to cause the mold.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the States in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All that because he apparently hated living with me that much and didn't want to just simply tell me that he wanted to move out or request a new room. But I don't think it was just that he didn't like me. I think he liked messing with me and it was fun for him. I think he's a total psychopath. I texted him about it and he denied it. But I told him that he's lucky I don't report him to the dean, and as long as I never saw him again, I would not report it. For the rest of my college career, I never did see him again.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps, Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.